InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
As retirement ages stretch further into the future, more Americans are working later in life. And a recent poll from the University of Michigan reveals staying on the job can keep older adults sharper and more connected. Here to break it all down is Dr. Jeff Colgren, a primary care physician at the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System and an associate professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan. Dr. Colgren, the poll found that more than two-thirds of older workers say their job boosts their overall well-being. What do you think contributes to these positive effects?
You know, I think certainly, like people of all ages who work, there are clear financial benefits to working. But one interesting and important thing that we found is that many older adults who work told us about other benefits of working that they had experienced. For example, nearly half of older adults age 50 and older said that working helps them keep their brain sharp. About a third of them said it helps them maintain social connections. So, you know, I think it's important to recognize that older Americans who work often experience other benefits from working beyond just the financial ones.
So we've talked here about older workers experiencing benefits, yet a third of those over the age of 50 had negative physical health effects from their job. What types of jobs or workplace conditions might contribute to that?
Well, I think there can be a wide variety of different challenges older Americans can face as they're trying to work. And you're right that just over a third of people who wanted to be working past the age of 50 said they experienced one or more barriers to working. And the most common one was experiencing a disability, a chronic illness, or poor health. So, you know, I think that illustrates that there's a kind of bidirectional relationship between work and health. For example, health problems can often make it harder for people to work, but those who are able to work often can experience benefits from working. And so I think we can conclude from all of that that the relationship goes in both ways. And, you know, one area that we really need to focus on is for older adults who want to be working. How can we address their health challenges in ways that will make it more likely for them to be able to participate in the workforce and realize some of those health benefits they can experience from working?
Financial stability was apparently the most common reason older adults continue to work. 78% said it was a key factor. What does this say about the state of retirement security in the U.S. if this many people have to keep working?
Well, I think it says that, like so many Americans, older Americans are experiencing a lot of challenges in the economy right now, whether it's related to the cost of housing, inflation, the list goes on and on. And so certainly the financial benefits of working are one of the main reasons that older Americans work. But, you know, I think it is important to recognize some of the other health benefits that people can face when they participate in the workforce past the age of 50.
And people working past the age of 65 are apparently more likely to experience positive health and well-being. Why do you think work benefits this age group even more?
It's a really good question, and I will say that's a finding that was a little bit surprising to us. Some of it, I think, could be due to the reasons that people have for working in those two age groups. So I think, for example, if we look at those age 50 to 64, you know, it's often more likely that those individuals feel like they need to work to prepare for retirement, to kind of shore up that financial stability. Whereas those past the age of 65 often are more likely to choose to work rather than feel like they have to. Now, that, of course, doesn't apply to everybody. But these are, when we look across the population, I think it's more likely past the age of 65 that not only can people make the choice to continue to work, but it's also, in some cases, an opportunity to choose a different line of work. You know, I see this all the time in my work as a primary care physician, that people may have an entire career where they work at one job, and then they retire from that job. And then as they get older, they choose to work so that they can help keep their brain sharp, that they can have social connections, they can keep themselves active, they can have a sense of purpose. And also, it'd be nice to have a little extra spending money, of course. But that kind of work past the age of 65 can often be in something completely different than people worked at during the main part of their career. And so I think it's a chance for older Americans to kind of, you know, revisit, what do I want to be doing in my work life at that age? How much do I want to work? What kind of job would I like? And so it allows people to select in maybe a little bit more into a kind of job that they feel most fulfilled from.
Our guest is Dr. Jeff Colgren, a primary care physician, and we're talking about a recent poll from the University of Michigan that reveals staying on the job can keep older adults sharper and more connected. Speaking of connections, work obviously provides social benefits, and working helps you maintain those social connections. How important do you think that is to preventing loneliness in old age?
Oh, I think it can be critically important. You know, in recent years, there's been an increasing recognition of the negative health effects of loneliness among all Americans. And we know that is a particular problem among older Americans. And, you know, again, back to my work as a primary care physician, you know, I certainly have patients who work and going to their job 2 to 3 times a week, maybe one of the times where they have the most social connections in their life. And so if that can be a key ingredient in helping either prevent or address loneliness among older Americans, that's a really good thing. And in fact, we found in the University of Michigan National Poll on Healthy Aging that among workers age 50 and older, that nearly a third of them felt like working helped them maintain social connections. So I think it's really important for us to recognize just how critically important participating in the workforce can be for older Americans in terms of being able to prevent and address loneliness.
The poll also found that 26% of older workers feel their skills aren't being fully utilized. Should employers be better leveraging the experience and knowledge of their older workforce than they are?
I think in some cases the answer is yes. Without question, older Americans who choose to work bring a tremendous number of experiences and wisdom and insight into their participation in the workforce. And I really would encourage employers to figure out what are some ways that we could best tap into that experience and that wisdom. Some of it may be so simple as employers asking older adults who work in their workforce what suggestions or what ideas they might have for ways they could better contribute at that workplace. Because I suspect that there are a number of circumstances in which there may be some skills and experience that are not as tapped into as they could be. And that would be very beneficial, not just to that older adult, but also to that particular workplace.
I'm just curious, in your poll, obviously you did 50s and over and 65. What were the oldest people that you surveyed?
The survey sample was accrued through the University of Chicago's National Opinion Research Center, or NORC. And so these are individuals who participate in NORC's survey panel. And we tried to survey people age 50 and older. And we were able in this poll to survey people all the way up to the age of 94. So we had a tremendous span of people who are more middle-aged all the way up into their 90s. And so it was really a diverse set of experiences in the workplace that we were able to collect data on.
Doctor, with nearly 38 million older adults in the workforce today, that's more than 2.5 times the number from 40 years ago. How do you see the future of work evolving for these older Americans?
If we rewind several decades, there has been a trend towards longer life expectancies. That, of course, has changed somewhat in recent years. But I think as technology advances, as societal improvements hopefully continue, that I anticipate that more people will be living with chronic conditions and with both physical and mental health challenges well into advanced age. And so I think that many of those individuals as well will want to be, for all the reasons we've been talking about, wanting to be participating in the workforce well past age 50 and well beyond that in many cases. And so I think we need to be thinking about, as a society collectively, how can we best address the health challenges that older adults are facing that may impose barriers to their participation in the workforce? How can we recognize then and build on some of the health benefits that older adults who work may experience by participating in the workforce? And I think then that, you know, there are important roles to play in answering some of those questions and addressing some of those issues among both employers and policymakers, as well as older adults themselves. And so we all need to continue to work together to figure out how we can create the conditions to make participation in the workforce as possible for as many older Americans who would like to ensure that they can realize some of those benefits.
Dr. Jeff Colgren, a primary care physician at the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System and an associate professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.